My name is Brian Fogerson. I'm from East Central Illinois. I live in the Tuscola area. I'm a corn and soybean producer, and I'm also on the board of the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, which is the checkoff board that administers checkoff funds.
So how did you come to be at Indianapolis 500 today?
Today is big ethanol promotion day, and as being a corn producer, one bushel of corn makes about 2.7 gallon of ethanol, and I'm here to answer producer questions.
We just saw the Team Ethanol Hemelgarn racing car do its, call it test laps, first time in since 1911, as I understand it, that we've had an ethanol-powered car out here going around the track. What does that mean to you as a producer?
It's great exposure. I mean, we've waited a long time to get this kind of exposure for ethanol, and as a producer, it's going to translate back into money back into my pocket for an end result. The car did fabulous. They said it was turning speeds of 220 miles an hour, so they were very happy with that. It just looked great. It was great to be part of this.
The league has decided to convert to all ethanol fuel in all cars by 2007. Just great publicity and an awesome way to help promote the business.
Oh, yes, it is. I think next year, in 2006, they're going to use a 10% blend, and then they'll go to 100% the following year in 2007. It's just a great exposure for ethanol. It's a renewable fuel. It's a high-octane fuel that many people probably already use 10% blend anyway. Most fuel stations have that already.
How has ethanol's development been proceeding?
Well, within our state of Illinois, we have several ethanol facilities that are in the process of being built. Currently, I think there's about 8 that are on schedule to be built. They run several promotions. I think they're just in East Central Illinois, there's about 20 different stations that are going to start selling E85. The general consumer is dying to get to it because the high cost of petroleum right now, it makes ethanol very attractive.
If ethanol was more available and vehicles that could run the E85, what could that mean just for price at the pump to consumers?
Currently, the price is considerably lower. If we had more E85 vehicles, I'm sure people would be tickled to death. I know a lot of times people pull into stations that sell E85. They say, hey, can I fill up with E85? And the attendants have to come out and check their vehicle, make sure that it's E85 compatible. Otherwise, we'd be putting an E85 in probably almost all the vehicles.
How do you feel about the future potential here in this country for the growth and development of ethanol? What does this mean to you as a farmer and your future?
Ethanol has a tremendous future. Right now, it's blue skies from here on out, it looks like. Ethanol is replacing MTBE every day. We replace several gallons. For me as a farmer, that means that it translates into more dollars per bushel that I'm getting for my grain. That's the bottom line.